Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the summer brings the Ouachita Parish Public Library's reading program for adults, River Reads. Residents can warm up to a compelling read about cold cases as the library's board has selected Mary Manhine's Bone Remains, Cold Cases in Forensic Anthropology. To share on this year's program is Parish Library IT Department Head Eileen Kontrovitz. Lots of great things going on. River Reads, another year getting underway. Well, tell us about the book.
Yeah, this is our 11th year with River Reads, and we try to stay either local or regional in our book choices when we can. And this year we looked at the, if you'll excuse the pun, the body of work of Mary Manhine. She has four books out. Uh-huh. And of the four books, we chose as the book, Bone Remains, which is her newest book of cold cases in forensic anthropology.
Is it a collection of cases that she has worked on from across the country, or these cases that are here in Louisiana?
Well, by and large, they're in Louisiana. However, she is a nationally and internationally known consultant, and she has worked cases all over. But the ones that she concentrates on the book are the ones in Louisiana, and she has both cases that they've solved and still open cases, and she tries to highlight some of those open cases in an effort to close them and identify the people.
Have you already read through the book, or are you participating in reading along this summer?
Actually, I've read her first book, and I'm simultaneously reading the second and the third. The third one is Bone Remains, because they're in vignettes, and you can read just the vignette and hop back and forth between all three books if you like. So by the time Mary gets here on June 26th, I will have finished all three of the books.
Tell us about what draws you to some of the stories that you read in her book.
Well, I've always been fascinated by mysteries, and so I hop back and forth between true cases and fiction mysteries, and this just fits the bill. They're fascinating cases, and what she discovers, what they can do nowadays in forensic anthropology is amazing, and how she'll take a fragment of a jaw and end up being able to identify all kinds of information from that, or just a few bones and part of the skull. It's just amazing.
What is her background, and tell us about some of her current work.
She is the director of the FACES Lab at LSU, and that is a forensic anthropology and computer enhanced services. What they'll do is they will take the body once she's called in either by the police or the coroner, and they will, she and her associates will use various forms of identification to try to identify dental records and so on. But they actually can do a recreation of the face from just the bones of the skull, and that is absolutely fascinating. And they have pictures in the book that show you the skull, the clay reconstruction, and then the computer-enhanced reconstruction, along with usually, if they can identify the person, their photograph, and it's amazing how similar they look.
Yeah, what to you, Eileen, what makes this topic so popular? And tell us about the process in her selection this year.
Well, of course, all the CSI shows on TV,
yeah,
and NCSI.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hits all over. So apparently, I share my fascination with a lot of other people in the country. And this year's theme overall in adult summer reading is science and the elements. So this is we were looking for a scientific topic, and her books just fit the bill. And I mean, it's time for her to get a little bit more recognition. And she's known nationally and in the forensics business and among police and law enforcement, but I'm not sure she's so well known among the general public, and we'd like for people to know her.
Yeah, in getting to know her, obviously some of the subject matter, intense, very deep. Are there some lighter moments in some of the books?
Well,
she's come across?
From what I hear, she has a wicked sense of humor. My daughter actually had her for a class at LSU, and she said she is a great teacher and really funny in person. But there are light moments, but she is very, very solemn, and she is very much mindful that each of the bodies that comes through her lab is a human being and is a person. So she doesn't take lightly what they do, and they're always very respectfully treated. But she does have a sense of humor, and usually it's self-deprecating. She's making fun of herself.
Well, you mentioned that she will be making a trip to Northeast Louisiana. Tell us a little bit more about what's planned there.
She will be here on June 26th and June 27th, and she will be visiting some of our libraries, and those schedules are up on our website. And if you like us on, follow us on Facebook, I will be putting those up on Facebook too. But she'll be speaking about her books and about her experiences.
With the summer reading program in River Reads, there's a little bit extra incentive, I guess, to join in and participate this year.
Well, everybody always likes to win a prize.
Yeah.
So we've got some sponsors, and our friends of the library have given us a grant to get some prizes. And the grand prize this year will be a iPad mini. Now, to win that prize, you have to sign up for the program right on our webpage, log how many pages you read of any book that is a part of the program or even not a part of the program. For every 100 pages, you get a ticket into the drawing, and we just do a blind drawing for the winner.
Well, how do you get started? How do you get a book and get going?
Well, we will be selling her books at some of her events, but you can get them anywhere you want. And if you can log in to our website, the homepage, follow the River Reads link to our sign up, and join the program that way.
And the website to find out more information.
www.oplib.org.
The River Reads, the summer reading program for adults, Mary Manheim's book, Bone Remains, Cold Cases in Forensic Anthropology. Eileen Kontrovitz serves as the Parish Library's IT department head with a preview of this year's River Reads. Eileen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.